Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mid Prairie West Elementary School Counselor Leanne Bender, who also serves as a board member for the organization Feed the Kids. This is the first part of a two-part conversation.
We know that in our area, approximately 1 in 4 children are food insecure, which means that they're not able to get enough food to eat at home on a daily basis, and some may not know where their next meal comes from. So because of the staggering data and my former experience working with HACAP's Operation Backpack program when I was a school counselor in Iowa City, I teamed up with Julie Gordonier, who is a community member who works for Wellman Produce. And she had discovered this staggering data around the same time that I came to work at Mid Prairie. And so we got the support of the Mid Prairie Council of Churches to team with us in order to bring Operation Backpack to the Mid Prairie Elementary Schools. And that was where we began our work, was to provide weekly food bags on Fridays, typically, to kids who were food insecure. And we identified those kids by the free and reduced lunch list and targeted the kids who received free lunches or eligible for free lunches through the schools. And then that kind of grew because we were finding that some kids were coming to school hungry, having not had breakfast, and got to school after the school breakfast program had ended, or perhaps they ate breakfast at school but hadn't had supper the night before. And so by mid-morning before lunch came, they were very hungry. And so we started supplying each of the schools in the district in the nurses' offices with granola bars and cereal bars to be available to kids when they needed it, because we find that if kids are hungry, they aren't able to focus on their learning, and many times we'll see some extreme behaviors in children when they're hungry because of the fact that they simply can't be asked to sit and do whatever the teacher is needing them to do. And then we knew from the numbers of kids who were participating that we had to find a funding source, and we thought that we would start by having an auction, which we did in Wellman at the Parkside Activity Center, or otherwise known as the Wellman Y, the first year. And then we thought that we could attract more people to the auction if we would also make it a little more fun and have a dinner and some entertainment as part of that. So the last couple of years, it has involved a dinner, some live music, and then both a live and silent auction. And we have had tremendous community support through that event and been able to have plenty of money to pay HACAP for our food that we're purchasing from them for Operation Backpack, and go above and beyond that to support things like the summer lunch program that offers free lunch to kids in Wellman who want to come to the senior center on Tuesday and Thursday and have a meal paid for there. We are also able to fund food pantries in the schools. So currently the middle school and Mid Prairie West Elementary have food pantries, and this current school year we will be adding a pantry at Mid Prairie East Elementary, which is formerly Kelowna Elementary, and the high school. That means that every building will have a pantry at it, and Feed the Kids is able to pay for the food to stock those shelves. We also have great partnerships with community members who were just able to put out on Facebook, hey, we're looking for a freezer for the school pantry at Wellman Elementary, and people support us in that way. But we are really strict about how we use our money, and we only use our money to buy food for kids.
The Friday sack lunch program, is that during the school year?
Yes, that is Operation Backpack. It's a very privately done operation where it's typically the school counselor putting a bag of food in the child's backpack when no one is in the classroom or the area where the backpacks are, so that nobody knows who's receiving those food bags. It's just an arrangement between parents and school counselor, and the kids know that that food's going to be there, and many of them are looking forward to seeing that food in that backpack, and they may even say things to me that morning like, have you put the bag in my backpack yet? It's a kind of a safety net for them to know that they're going to have that to get them through the weekend, because that's how HACAP devised the program. Operation Backpack was with the idea that they would provide enough healthy food items that are shelf stable, so they're not going to perish if they're not used immediately, but also things kids can prepare for themselves if they don't have adults home to prepare for them.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Feed the Kids board member Leanne Bender. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.